Wetness everywhere. Wet in the tussocked earth. Wet sucking the feet down with each step. Wet in the grey air. Wet on clothes and damp on eyebrows, eyelids. Wetness in clouds of breath, exhaled and inhaled with each drag of foot.
Often Brogan to Lathne Galadeth.
But often the devil persecutes hermits.
Say they him lifes often.
Exposes them to the terrors of evil.
Yachteth ambunra.
Sin's drovers.
Sinna heard us.
The smiths of evil.
Whereon talesmithers.
Full of anger.
Turnus fuller.
Bitterly said that Guthlac had arrogantly broken into the mound in the wilderness.
Whereon that he forlecky on westerner bare his bracket.
Where until then, God.
There he beading it. Arame on second.
Had allowed them to spend some time after their torments.
Ero mostun after Tintagun tidum brugan.
Even if the ground were yours, on what would you live?
On what will you live?
No one will supply you with food here. And hunger and thirst are hard to overcome. If you go off alone, like a wild beast from your own. This is not a very wise thing to do. Give up living here. We can destroy your lodging with our feet.
We
will trample you with troops of horses and with angry armies. They will knock you down and tread on you and harass you and wreak their anger upon you and scatter you in bloody pieces.
There gemeene flash, O man, fear as will me, for grip and grom heed ye friendly.
To make me submit, you may malignantly attack my covering of flesh with flames of fire.
Nothing ye make of with some ward of one wendeth, then done make me go eat the last one.
But you will never turn me away from the holy words of scripture as long as my mind remains.
You wit us no.
Now be gone.
Here, wearing more
tired, downcast fiend.
From this room are the Thager Aron Stonder.
Fly from this land where you are standing. Fly to some far-flung region.
Flee off on foul one.
Then hosts of devils began to attack him with vengeful, violent, and sudden shots. When Coenred was the king of Mercia, the Britons were implacable enemies of the Saxon race and were constantly troubling the English with their attacks. One night, about the time of cockcrow, Guthlac was keeping vigil with meditation and prayers. He was overcome by a dream-filled sleep. Then, he seemed to hear the tumultuous shouts of a crowd. He awoke at once and went out of his cell. Standing there, with ears alert, he realized that an army of Britons was approaching. He recognized their language, for in years gone by, he had been an exile among them.
flames mounting upwards. They arrived and captured him and began to lift him into the air on the sharp points of their spears. Then, Guthlac, realizing that the devil has his thousand tricks, began to sing his favorite psalm. When they heard this, all the hosts of demons vanished like smoke. A flat, wet land. A heavy land, pressed down into itself. A sky weighted with its own heavy cargo of rains, to pitch standing water on the winter soil. Marsh and flat fenlands below open skies. Sometimes, raging like beasts, they would clamour in chorus. Sometimes, the ravaging fiends took human form, with a deafening din. Sometimes, warlock demons transformed again into the form of a dragon, and the crippled wretches spewed forth venom. One night, while he was again at prayer, he thought that the island trembled. He heard a noise like a herd of beasts rushing towards the mound. The earth shook, and there was a tremendous din. Then monstrous shapes burst into his sight.
Croaking raven, a lowing ox, a whinging horse, a belling stag, a grunting boar, a howling wolf, a hissing serpent wearing its scaly neck revealed its black poison. Bellowing bull dug up the earth with its hooves and drove its gory horn into the ground. A bear threatening, gnashing its teeth and striking violently with each paw. In turn, a roaring lion fiercely threatened to tear him with its bloody teeth.
But despising the phantoms, he said,
"Wretched Satan, now I can see how little strength you have. You imitate the whinnying, the grunting, and the croaking of miserable beasts. Is that all you can do? You who once attempted to liken yourself to the eternal God? I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, who banished you from heaven, to cease this noise."
Then, quicker than words, the apparition vanished, fading into the empty air. A flat, wet land. A heavy land, pressed down into itself. A sky weighted with its own heavy cargo of rains, to pitch standing water on a winter soil. Marsh and flat fenlands below open skies. One day, the devil took Pega's form, quoting scripture to persuade Guthlac to break his vow never to eat before sunset.
"Do not fast as you do today, trying to make your voice heard in heaven."
"But King David took an oath. May God punish me and do so severely if I taste bread or anything else before sunset."
"Yet John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he has a demon."
"If a man make a vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word."
To avoid future temptation, he ordered Pega to leave the island. they never met again.